Blog Talk Radio.
What's up there?
Welcome to our show, Let's Talk, Real Talk, with Apostle Angela and Evangelist Carolyn.
Praise God. It's so good
to be here. Praise the Lord. And hopefully my other sister is online, Minister Sophia. She's going to also, I know she's going to chime in, and we're going to do this thing. Sorry that there was a little mess up with the numbers. I apologize for that, but let's get on it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah,
praise
for God
Lord.
Is good.
Hallelujah.
Love you there. You're right there,
I am here,
lovey.
Amen. Yes, I am. I know the devil is mad tonight, but that's okay because we had some going on with the number. The baby was sick. My daughter-in-law just went in to labor and delivery. So we're going to go ahead and do this and let the Lord have his way, and then I'm going to be out as soon as he So, but God says, you go ahead and do what you need to do and focus on what it is you need to focus on, and it's going to be okay. Amen.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. Yeah. So, we just, oh my God, we just thank you, God, today. Lovey, how are you?
I'm blessed, and I'm going to say highly favored. I'm putting it in the atmosphere. I'm blessed and highly favored.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Yes. Hallelujah. Well, whenever we're ready. All right, let's pray. Father, Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for today. Lord Jesus, we thank you for all that transpired. God, we thank you for all that's going to take place tonight in this call. Father, we just bless your name. Father, we just honor your name. Father, we just glorify your name. Father, we just thank you in advance for everything that you are about to do. Father God, we thank you that the atmosphere is already changed. We thank you, Father God, that even though the lines, Father God, were not on the way we wanted to be, God, we know that all things work together for the good of those who love you. And so we believe right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that those who you have predestined, for those who you have assigned to tune into this call, we believe that they're going to see that number corrected, and we believe that they are the ones that are strategically planted to be on this call tonight, and we believe that as they leave the call tonight, they're going to be moving from their pain into their purpose, and we're just going to bless your name tonight,
yeah.
God. We're just going to glorify you tonight, God, and we just thank you. Father, we thank you for everything that has taken place. God, we thank you, Father God, for the challenges today. We thank you, Father God, already that we are putting on our stilettos, walking in victory. God, we just give you glory. We give you honor, Father God, and we give you praise, God. Thank you for the healing in the name of Jesus. We bless your name. We bless your name. Hallelujah. And for the next 30 seconds, I don't know who on the line. I really don't care right now. But what I do know is for the next 30 seconds, we're just going to praise God. And so I don't care where you at right now, if you're in the store, if you're in your car, if you're in your house.
Hallelujah.
Just take the next 30 seconds and begin to give God
glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I bless your name, Father. Hallelujah. I glorify your name, God. Hallelujah. You're worthy, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We bless your name, Lord God. Oh, God, we just give you glory right now, Father God. You are so worthy to be praised. You are so worthy, God. And so we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father. We bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. We don't need to be inside of a building to praise you, God. We can praise you right where we at, God. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers. Amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord. Yes.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
God is good.
Amen.
He is good. And my daughter just chime in, Minister Sophia. She wants to be able to speak. She can have that opportunity. She can do whatever she wants in the flow. But, love, you just go ahead and just talk, because you're the person that came. I love it when you come up with a topic, because God pours into you. And anybody that's on the line have experienced pain. I know I'm a pro at pain in my body. Most of all, pain in my heart, my Lord. So we all experience pain. And sometimes when we are going through, and we're going through the process of progress, because pain is a progress when you are a Christian. When you have God in your heart, in your life, everything that you have experienced pertaining to pain,
hallelujah,
is the progress for progress. See, all things work together for the good. No matter how small, how big it may be, God is in operation. God is always on the move with his children. God is always concerned about his children. Even when he talked to Satan about Job, he gave Satan specific instruction in how to deal with his child.
Right.
So God is always watching out for us. No matter how it hurts, oh my God. Sometimes I'm in my room and I'm saying to the Lord, God, when is this going to turn around? When are you going to do something about this pain? And all I can hear is, my grace is sufficient.
Yes, it is. Thank you for grace. Yes.
It's all worth the pain.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, as I was just listening to the Lord, and, you know, as he's positioning those who are obedient to him, and as he is bringing those to the forefront whom he has pruned and still pruning, there are some things that he had to bring us out of. And the Lord was saying to me, I didn't just bring you out just so that you can say I brought you out. I brought you out so that you can show that I am God. I brought you out so that you can testify to the goodness of his name. I brought you out so that you can let other people know that there's a reason why we go through what we go through. And so as I was listening to the Lord, and he took me to Proverbs 4:20, and I love Proverbs. I love the word of God, period, but I love Proverbs because Proverbs is one of those books that makes you, whether you want to or not, that the book makes you look at ourselves. See, oftentimes we get caught up in what somebody else is doing, but God wants us to look at ourselves so he can clean out that junk that's hidden down in us instead of us trying to pull out everybody else's junk. Come on, somebody. We're talking tonight. We're talking real talk tonight because God is looking at Carolyn just like God is looking at the rest of us. And so he took me to Proverbs 4:20, because there's some people that are moving, and there's some people that are wanting to move, but they can't move because they haven't found that place of healing. They're still stuck in that place of pain. And so the Lord took me to Proverbs 4:20, and it says, my son, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to one's whole body. And so I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, okay, now show me what you want me to say about that. What is it that you're sharing with me tonight, God? What is it that you're sharing with me? And what the Lord was saying to me is that, listen, in the times that we're living in, we're so busy paying attention to so many other things. But God wants us to stay focused on his word. He wants us to turn our ears away from what's going on around us. That's not saying we're turning our eyes from it, but we're turning our ears away from being full up with all of that junk. We don't want to be a human dumpster. We don't want to be a human garbage can. We want to be a life vessel that gives life to other people through the word of God. And so what God was saying, what he's saying is that now is the time, 2015, it's time for the people to move past the pain of what mama did, the pain of what daddy did, the pain of what boyfriend and husband number four did, because I'm there. He wants us to move away from the pain of what the children did. He wants us to move away from the pain of what the church did. We can't even move in the church because we're still mad at the usher because they didn't let us sit where we wanted to sit last year. And so God wants us to move from where we're at so that he can heal us, so that we can be a use to somebody else who's going through so much pain worse than we are. And so then the Lord kept on talking, and he said, I said, Holy Ghost, keep speaking, Holy Ghost, I'm listening. He said, look now, I want them to put the words of my words, the words that he's written, the noun word, the logos word, oh my God, he wants us to put that word into our hearts. He wants us to walk in it. He wants us to breathe it. He wants us to speak it. He wants us to dream it. This is the year of dreams. He wants us to dream it. He said, keep them within your heart. Now, we know the heart is an emotional thing, but the heart also, when it's because it's an emotional thing, when we hurt, we get stuck in that state, and we can't move past that pain.
That's true.
But God said wants to heal us. He's not saying that we can't feel. We're human. We're going to feel. But he doesn't want us to get stuck in those emotions. He said his words, they are life to those who find them. I love that part because, let me say it again. Verse 22 says, for they are life to those who find them. So, and it says, and health to one's whole body, which means if I'm ill in my body, I can speak the word of God over my body. I can believe it. But see, we get stuck with the physical body. In this hour, God wants to heal what's going on in that mental state. Some of us are jacked up in the mental state, and we're feeding out stuff, and we're dishing out stuff to other folks, and we haven't even got to that place of healing yet. And God says, listen, I need you to sit down. I need you to sit at my feet. I need you to understand that I am the God who healeth thee. I am the God who sits high and looks low. I am the God who the word says that by your stripes I am healed. I was beaten and bruised for your transgressions, and by your stripes you are healed. healed. And so God says, listen, instead of you pouring out mess, I want you guys to be pouring out some good stuff. And when we say good stuff is the word of God. Good, healthy stuff is the word that when we send it out, it releases fruit. We're fruitful vessels. We're fruitful people. Listen, our mind has to be healed in order for everything else to take place. And so when we're talking about being healed, we don't want to just be stuck in that place of thinking, okay, God, I'm hurting in my physical body. I need you to heal my mental state. In order for us to do that, we have to let the word of God meditate on us. It's so many people that God wants to use. But he's there. He's offering it to us. He's sending people our way. But if our heart is closed off, some of us are scared to love again because our heart's bruised. Some of us are scared to trust again because somebody messed up our trust. We got trust issues. Somebody lied and lied and lied so much that we can't tell whether someone is telling the truth or whether they're telling a lie. But God says in this hour, he wants us to be able to trust him so that he can show us how to trust other people. He wants us to love him unconditionally the way he loves us so that he can show us how to love other people unconditionally. There are so many authors out here. God wants to use them. There are so many pastors and preachers and teachers and bishops and all of those, the fivefold ministry. There's mothers that God has planted in the home to nurture other mothers. But there's no way that they can do that if their mind, if their mental state is not in the place where God wants them to be. And so in this hour, we want to help you move past your pain into your purpose. Lovey, go ahead and jump in, Lovey.
I was just going to say, so you're basically saying we as Christians, our pain can imprison us.
Right.
It can leave us helpless, feeling hopeless.
Right.
We are hurt from past relationships. And because of the past relationship, now we have built walls against any other relationship that we might have encountered. Maybe we've been hurt. I know I've been married before, and I've been through. So now if God was trying to bless me, if I move in pain, keep moving within the pain, the boundaries of the pain, and not move it out and allow God to heal me, I will always be suspicious of somebody.
Right.
So how can I and that, now get this, now I'm a preacher. So I'm walking in pain. I'm walking in depression. And when I'm preaching, see, we don't get this. When we're preaching, what's in us is going to go out to God's people.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
I know it's the Holy Ghost that uses us. But we got right in our right minds, in the right standing with God, if we want to help and preach to others. I know that it's not always going to be possible because people do experience pain when they're going through, when they're preaching or they're going out traveling. You're still in pain, but you cannot allow that pain to dictate what God's word says. And I know, and I'm going to keep it and tell it like a T.I. is that when I first started out, and even in my mature age of preaching, sometimes when I'm hurt, I would instead of speaking God's word, my preachers ain't gonna say this, but when I'm speaking God's word, instead of speaking what God says the Lord, sometimes I would speak out of my pain.
Mm-hmm.
And God had to tell me the pulpit is not the forum, it's not the place to speak out of your emotions and how you feel. When you hit that pulpit, it's no longer about you. But it's about God and his people.
Right.
And what he has to give out to his people is what your focus should be. But sometimes we get it all twisted and bubbling and combobulated that we walk in so much pain and so much anger, not realizing that this pain, God is using it to process us.
Mm-hmm.
So we are
right.
focused on the pain. We're focused on our circumstances. We're focused on what people say. That's why I said I was always a people person. I always wanted to please people. You can ask my daughter now. You know, you'll come to my house, and every minute I'm asking you if you're okay, this, that. But you cannot always be a people pleaser. So you should be godly-centered instead of focusing on people, focusing on your pain, focusing on your circumstances. It's time for us to get it right. We want God to bless us, but we're still a mess. We still got issues. Today I said to God, you know what, God, I got some issues, and I got some trust issues, and it's okay as long as I do not continue to not trust. I got to deal with it. And you know what? And I'm dealing with it. I'm dealing with it because I want to be effective. I want to preach the gospel effectively. I want to help my sisters. I want to help my brothers. I want to share what I've been through and what I'm going through when I come out of it. See, you don't testify and try to help somebody when you're still going through the same mess. What Jesus said to Simon, he said, Simon, check this, Simon. I'm paraphrasing this. Simon, Satan desired to sift you unto wheat. But I'm praying that your faith will not fail you. Now, Jesus didn't say, when, he says, listen to the key word, lovey. He says, when you have overcome this, then you can strengthen your brother. You know what?
Right.
Your brother. And you know what? It's a bunch of us walking around with our hurt and tore up and trying to help people.
And we
get all emotional. We get stupid sensitive, because I can relate to that. Stupid sensitive. Yes, I said it. We get, as Christians, we are stupid sensitive. Everything is about you. Everything is about me. If you see a post on Facebook, oh, yeah, I know she didn't like me. Oh, yeah, I know that's for me. We get so emotional because we've been so wounded, and because we're still wounded, and we're still licking our wounds. Come on now, we put a Band-Aid on it instead of putting a Jesus juice on it. We put Band-Aids on things instead of dealing with it. So see, we gotta learn to deal with our issues, and if we don't deal with our issues will deal with us.
Right.
We don't get that. We can't sweep our issues under the rug. We can't put it in a box under the bed. We got to hit it head on. You know what? We need to have a session with head-on issues. Means I'm going to deal with me. I'm going to deal with my issues, my insecurities, my fears, my doubt. You know, I understand being used and abused by a male. I understand that. I understand being rejected. Man, let me tell you, they did it to Jesus. Who the heck am I? They treated our Savior so badly. And even God was saying to me, look, check with Peter. Jesus knew he had to go to the cross. His pain was for purpose. You see what I'm saying? So what happened is when Peter confronted Jesus and said, oh, no, you ain't going to the cross. What did Jesus say? Get you behind me, Satan. You have no thoughts of the things of God.
Right.
Amen. Because Jesus knows that pain is purpose. When you have, when God has mandated you to go out and do a specific thing, and you encounter setback, you encounter ridicule, and you encounter issues with people, when you, like Nehemiah did, it's all about purpose. We are purpose-driven people. And the pain, I'm not slighting people with pain, because, man, I feel pain. I feel you, baby. I know what you're going through. Been there, done that. Come on now. I understand that sometimes you don't want to get out of your bed. I understand that sometimes people treat you so bad that you feel abandoned. Man, I've been there so much that sometimes I wonder how I made it. But I made it because my pain was for a purpose.
Right.
There's so many times that I went through some things, and the next couple of weeks after I came out of it, I said, Lord Jesus, my daughter could say, I get up in the church and I begin to shout and I begin to praise the Lord like I lost my mind, because I saw the significance of my pain. I saw why God allowed certain things to happen. So I said, I get up and tell the church it was good that I was afflicted. And in my affliction, after my affliction and I go through, the anointing seems differently. My preaching is different. God always uses the pain for purpose.
Yes, he does.
We are purpose-driven people.
Yes, he does.
Even
we are.
At your lowest point, when you're at your lowest point, when you feel like nobody cares, that's a painful thing. But that's a trick of the enemy, too.
Right.
He doesn't want us to know who we are and who we are and what we got. He doesn't want us to know this affliction that's so light now doesn't compare to what all the beautiful things God has in store for his people. Come on now. It's hard to go through and not complain sometimes, but we can't complain. We got to be like James. James put it and told us, you know, that we're going to face trials of many kinds. That's what we were called to do. We were called for long suffering. We don't want to deal with that one of that fruits of the Spirit, but we were called to suffer long. And I don't want to deter anyone from being a Christian because we suffer long in the world. I was a straight up mess in the world. So I was suffering in the world. But this pain that I feel when I go through certain areas of my life is for purpose. Because I'm in, like Flynn, with God now. Now I'm under covering. I got a covering. I got protection. I got a God that cares for me, and he looks out for me. He's not going to stop some of the things that I go through because he knows it's going to work for the greater good. It's all about the greater good. And I don't know if Minister Sophie is on. I chimed her in a little while ago, but there was a noise. But I'm just wondering if she's available because she knows pain, just like we know pain, Lovey. We know pain. I know you know pain. And I know for the women that went through with men and vice versa. See, we always focus on the women, but men go through too.
Men go through pain too. That's right. They do. They just put their. They just some men. They just handle it in a different way. You know what I mean? And so you know, like women are communicators. All men are not communicators. Oh well, I'm not going to say communicators, but all men just don't talk. They talk in different ways. You know, it's like with my husband. I would just sometimes insist that we talk about a certain thing, whatever it is, and I want to talk about it right then and there. And God had to deal with me on that, you know what I mean? And I'm still working on that. I'm not there yet. I'm still working on that, you know? And so it's like they hurt just like we hurt, but they handle things just like, you know, differently than we do. But in all things, in our pain, we want people to know tonight that there's a purpose in your pain. And with that purpose, your purpose is God. And as God allows, as we go through those things and God allows us, he's not going to, you know, he's not going to put more on us than we can bear. And we have to be mindful of that. Yeah, he's not going to do that at all. And so I love how you were talking about emotions, you know, and we often get caught up in that in emotions instead of us building, you know, a body of believers. We're building folks who are operating in pain, and then soon as something happens, we're preaching out of hurt, we're preaching out of pain, we're preaching out of misery, you know. And so we got to get back to the point, to the fact that what we're preaching is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so whenever we find ourselves at that point that we're so hurt to minister, the Holy Spirit will check us, but is it our obedience that's going to allow us to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying? He might tell us to sit down for a whole minute. To go ahead and get ourselves together. But if we're caught up, we really do. We really do. Amen. Because we need to get ourselves together. We don't want to be the one that hurt. We want to be the one to lead them to the feet of Jesus. We want to lead them to the people. We want to lead them, the people, to God, letting them know that he is the one who does the healing. We are just the vessels. But if we're caught up in our emotions, it's hard for us to see that, you know, that we're operating in a different place that God wants us to be.
That's right. So our purpose is
it should be all about Jesus. That's what the Lord was saying to me right before we got on the show when I was praying. And I said, God, I said, it ain't about me. It ain't about Lovey. It ain't about this person or that person. It's about you. And so whatever takes place, God, let it be about you. Let you get the glory because all the glory belongs to you. And I was listening to Benny Hinn tonight, and that's all today, and that's all I kept hearing. You know, God, you deserve the glory because he does deserve all the glory. And so we can't be walking in that place of, you know, bringing people to the cross and leading them to Christ, and we want to be edified in that. No, we want to be lifted up. Let's put it that way. We want to be lifted up. We want to take them to Jesus, lead them to Jesus Christ, so that they can get proper healing. Because I can't heal anybody. I can't even heal myself, but I know a
That's
man
right.
who can.
That's right.
I know a man
That's
who
right.
can, and he's the ultimate healer. Amen.
Amen. And our pain can challenge our faith. When we're going through pain, it's like we sometimes don't want to move forward. We don't want to believe what God is saying because I know there was a time in my life, and you know what, this is real talk, and I real talk real. In my life, when I was going through so much pain, I said to my prophet, because she was prophesying to me, and that was like 5 years or 6 years ago, I can't remember, but I said to her, you know what, I don't even want to hear you. I want to hear directly from the Lord. I don't want to hear no prophet. I don't want to hear no teachers. I don't want to hear nothing from nobody. Mm-hmm. My pain was so severe that I just wanted God.
Yeah.
Nothing else but God. I didn't want to hear no sweet words from people because I said to her, my pain was so severe. I said, listen, all those sweet words ain't doing nothing for me now. I need some more Jesus. I need God.
Amen.
So I understand that you can be in so much pain that you can't function because the pain is so severe.
Mm-hmm.
And it challenges our faith.
Yes,
so when we are feeling that pain, that's when we need to draw closer to God.
Yes,
and stop pain will have you to backslide. You go back to drinking because, remember, I used to be a drinker. So, you know, I used to numb myself with alcohol. And there's so many other Christians, even now as I speak, I don't care. They do the same thing as a Christian. They're numb themselves with alcohol. Let's tell it like it is. They numb themselves with alcohol. I know for a fact because I counsel. They numb themselves. But listen, I realize that after you drink the alcohol in the world, I recognize that. After you drink the alcohol to numb the pain, when you get up in the morning, the pain is still there.
Still there. Oh,
the
issue
is still there. So we got something better than alcohol. We got something better than sex. We got something better than drugs. We got Jesus. And it might seem like a cliche to others, but I have experienced that Jesus can help you in any dilemma when you're contemplating suicide. And I contemplated suicide before I became who I am. I wanted to die, and Jesus showed up in my room, and he spoke to me, and he told me that I have a purpose for you. And I was saved, and I knew God. Because I've been saved since I was young, so-called saved, because you know what? I can say I will save all I want, and if I'm living like a hellion, what save is that? But before I finally committed to the Lord, I didn't want to live because I was in so much pain. See, pain can take you to the place where you don't want to live anymore. Pain can take you to where the spirit of suicide can come in and wants to steal your destiny. Come on. But Jesus is the answer. I don't care. I will preach it to the rooftop. If it was not for Jesus being on my side, lovely, I would not be talking to you tonight. I would not be able to see my grandbabies. I would have been dead. Do you understand me? Because the pain, people don't understand. And I know somebody might say, people just don't understand. But I understand. But believe me, I understand. Pastor Keisha, what Pastor Keisha saying? Come on, Pastor Keisha.
We all understand and can sympathize with your pain. Pain that hurts you to the core, right? You feel it, your heart is breaking. You're asking God, why did you allow this to happen? Why did you allow people to hurt me? Why did you allow people to come up against me? Why did you allow it was your will, God. Why did it turn out the way that I did, that you promised it, and did it turn out? We can all sympathize with that pain. But God is a healer and a deliverer. I understand dark situations. I understand dark nights when we feel that we can't make it out, when we feel that we're alone, when we feel that people have abandoned us, it feels that we just can't go on.
Amen.
I can sympathize.
But Pastor Keisha, what we need to do is allow God to work through our pain. That's what we need to do. We need to allow God to work through our pain. We've got to know that this dire pain, this feeling like you can't make it, oh my God, I can't take this. Why, God, is all working
for our good.
For
Amen.
Our good.
Amen.
Jesus. Oh,
Amen.
My Lord.
And I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, as we were talking, as y'all were talking, we carry, when you have a love for the people of God, I mean a genuine love. I'm not just talking, because we throw that word around so easily. You know when someone loves you, if you step on their toes and they get mad at you and don't speak to you the next day, you know whether they love you or not. So let's just, you know, keep that real. Now, the thing of it is, are you going to love me through my pain? And that's what people need to know. Are you going to love me through my pain? And that's what the Lord was saying to me, you know, as you guys were talking. Can we love the people through their pain? Some people are going through pain and they didn't ask for it. You know, some people are going through pain through the loss of a loved one. They're going through the pain of, you know, and they just don't know what to do. They don't know how to pull out of that. And they know Jesus Christ, but that's a hurtful thing. What God was saying to me, you know, we have to be sensitive to the type of pain that people are going through. Now, if you're bringing on your own pain and you trying to stay and you're staying stuck in there, we're not there to pity party. You know, we're not there to do that. We're there to coach you and help you get through what it is that you're going through. And then on the flip hand of that, those who are dealing with you know, the breaking up of a family, the loss, especially the loss of a loved one, we have to be sensitive. We have got to be sensitive to that because of the simple fact one day our loved ones are going to go home to be with the Lord. And I was thinking about that as I was thanking God for my mother's birthday that's coming up, and I'm thinking, thank you, Lord, because so many people don't have their mothers. You know, and sometimes when they're in their pain and they see things and they hear things, it may be taken the wrong way because they're still fresh in their womb. And so we have to be sensitive to what it is that they're feeling, what they're going through. But at the same token, we have to be firm with the word of God, especially with those who've been dealing with the same thing about your man left you. Well, first of all, was that your husband? If that ain't your husband, then he should have left you and you should have left him. So, hey, let's just get over that. But when it's those things that you're married and, you know, and you went through the thing of divorce, sometimes divorce is nasty. I've been through that. I know. I understand how that feels. You know, we have to be sensitive. Yes, we've been there. You know, but if you're stuck in that state of mind and you're scared to trust and God sends you a man and that's the man for you, but you're still looking for baby blue eyes is not the one for you because apparently God didn't want him to be that one for you. That pain right there, that's the pain that you want to be stuck in because you're looking at the outside instead of the inside. But when we're talking about the emotional pain, that mental pain, that people take their lives, they take themselves out of this world because they can't handle it. You know, and we can't see that sometimes because we're too busy looking at other things. That's when God is calling us to help them. Right. He's calling us to help them get to that place of recognizing that.
You know what? There's pastors and apostles, teachers that commit suicide because the pain and the pressure of ministry. And that's why we should be open to pray and to love each other through things. Not so easy to criticize. And, you know, because you have a title, I know that you have pain. You know, we so focused on the title and, oh, I don't want nobody to know this and I don't want nobody to know that. But that, I'm going to be straight up and tell you, like, see, I got issues. I need some help. Glory be to God. A couple of days ago, I was going through some things, and I didn't know what to do and how to deal with it. And other people sensed it. You know, Minister Sophie sensed it, and she said to me, I know you're going through, and I just broke down. I told her what I was going through a little bit there. You know what I'm saying? And some people, when they got issues, they don't want to talk to others because they think that others are going to criticize them, is going to judge them. So then the pain is so severe, they don't know where to turn because you have a title. See, people are so focused on a title that they lose themselves. It's not about the title. It's about the relationship. God has put people in our lives that we should be able to trust and to reach out when we are going through something. And, you might have been burned before, because I've been burned before where I trust the people, and they turned out to stab me in the back. But it's not you got to open to somebody, because with the pain sometimes comes suicide. Suicide wants to take you out again, out of the purpose and destiny, and take you straight to hell. So we have to find a safe place, a person that we trust, so that we can talk things out. You got to ask God to lead you to We got to be open to God's people.
Really
we
do.
Got to be
we
available
do.
To God's people.
Mm-hmm.
And we cannot
right.
have the spirit of suspicion and not use discernment. I'm going to preach that to the hill. We got too much suspicion going on because we are so suspicious of everything because we too have been hurt. We too
right.
been a castaway. So now we are suspecting everybody. We're our nose all stiffed up and we always sniffing out issues and problems with people and we always judging. I'm not saying everybody does it, but I encountered people
right.
that
right.
did it. Come on now. My daughter and I went through some hell and the things that was talked about us was not true. But if people that are nosy and like gossip, they believe mess instead of connecting with the Holy Ghost. And it's good
right.
that I have people that did connect with the Holy Spirit and knew that it was a lie. And you see, we've got to get out of our flesh and our emotions and we've got to ride with the Spirit. Keep in step with the Spirit.
Amen.
It's all
Amen.
It's time out for all about us and our little funky feelings and to help. We should be mature enough that we can help others with their issues. David said it was good that I was afflicted.
Mm-hmm.
So now he can focus on God's statutes. See, when God allowed pain in your life, he didn't tell you to go in a state of depression. James, my man told me to count it all joy.
Right, right.
We should feel sometimes honored and privileged to suffer with Christ. But we don't. I don't sometimes. Come on now. This flesh
right.
wants to act up and act out. But we got to get to a place where we depend on God, where we our focus is kingdom, where we preach Jesus and his love, where we use our anointing to destroy yokes and remove the burden.
Amen, amen,
and yes,
amen.
We are anointed to do that. We are anointed to do that.
Amen,
amen,
amen, amen. And in this hour, God is sending. He's sending. There's so many people who want to come, but they've been hurt before. And God is using those who are willing, his willing vessels, not the ones he has to always push, but the willing vessels, those who are willing to say, Lord, I'll go, send me. You know, not because there's a payment involved, but he's saying, you know, I'm going to send those who are willing to go. I'm going to send those who are willing to be on their face before being prayed on behalf of another. In this hour, God is he's sending people. He's strategically planning his people to be there in that proper place for those who are hurting to come, so that they can find a place of healing. But he wants to know, are we ready? Are we willing? He wants us to have a spirit of integrity as well. As you were saying, when people come to us, and they're going to come. They're going to come from every direction because they see the light of Christ really shining. You know, the enemy has his thing going on too, but you know God's light is always brighter than his. And so we're not going to give him any props. We're going to praise God in all things. But God is sending his people. And he wants us to be available, and he wants us to operate in a spirit of integrity. So when those people come with those deep, dark secrets and they need someone to talk to, that they don't have to worry about hearing it again. And so the heaviness is heavy because, you know, when God uses us, people start pouring out to us, and we're like, oh, my God, you know, it gets heavy. I'm not going to lie and say, I'm telling you, sometimes my spirit, Jesus, it's so heavy just hearing the things that people are going through. But God says, listen, I have equipped you. He says, I have equipped you to carry it. I have equipped you to pray over them. I have equipped you to still stand strong on my word and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, because those people need to hear that Jesus went to the cross. He bared all of that. He is the one who is going to save us. He is the one who is going to deliver us. He is the one who is going to break the yoke. He is the one who is going to tear down that Jericho wall. I'm telling you, you better get to marching, saints, and start tearing that Jericho wall down. You don't know how to do it? It's in your belly. Open up your mouth and begin to praise God and begin to worship God and begin to glorify him, because he is the one. He is the one who can tear it down. He is the one. The chains are already broken. Once God broke the chains, he's not going to connect them again.
Once they're broken, they're broken. He said it's a done deal. It is finished. That means I'm not going to go back and pick up those old ways. I'm not going to go back and let you keep me in the bondage of sin. We are no longer slavery to sin. We are walking in the freedom of Jesus Christ. Therefore, the enemy can't touch your mind because your mind belongs to Christ. Why? Because I feed on it day and night. And we have to let the people know that, listen, you can be set free. You can
Amen.
Be healed in your mind. You can be healed in your spirit. Those souls, those attachments to the soul, my God, those are some deep things that are hard to break away from. But God says, listen, in this hour, I want my people to be set free. I want them to understand that there's a purpose, your purpose in your pain. Though you go through the challenges, your character is being built in your challenges. Though you go through the adversities, your purpose is being built through that adversity. But you got to know what your purpose is. When you find out what your purpose is Jesus Christ. That's what your purpose is. Your purpose is Jesus Christ, the one who shed his blood. Your purpose is Jesus Christ, the one who went to Calvary. Your purpose is Jesus Christ, the one who set us free. Your purpose is Jesus Christ, the one who heals and delivers. That's our purpose. And when the people recognize and understand that their purpose is in whatever they go through, they go to Christ with the hands up. That's not saying that they're not going to have things to deal with, but they'll be able to understand how to deal with it through Christ and not through the flesh. You understand what I'm saying? They'll understand that.
Listen, lovey, this is what the Lord just laid on my heart. When we come to Christ, it's no longer us that live, but it's him that's living through us.
See,
what happens is we don't rely on the Holy Spirit like we should.
My God.
We are more gravitate to the carnal thinking, the carnal way of doing things. But what we need to do is to utilize that precious gift, the Holy Spirit.
Activate.
Rely on him. Listen, says, the Bible tells me that he's my counselor. I'm having an issue. Holy Spirit, counsel me.
Yes.
He's my comforter. Amen. Holy Spirit, comfort me. We need to ask him to comfort us. I'm confused about some issues, Holy Spirit. Lead me to all truth. We do not rely on the Holy Spirit like we ought. What we do is rely on us. But it's Jesus that's supposed to be living in us.
In us,
we have a gift. And listen, and the Holy Spirit will teach us how, listen, this might sound crazy to y'all, how to make our pain a gift.
Mm-hmm,
when I say that, how to use the pain to gain ground, progress, and maturity so we can handle the next level and come to the next level and then in turn help our brethren who's going through the same thing. And you know what we want to tell them? You know how I made it through? I didn't make it through on people's opinion and what they said. But I made it through on Jesus and his righteousness. I leaned on Jesus. Because, see, the Holy Spirit's not going to do anything that he didn't receive from the Father and Jesus. They're coincide together. Glory be to God.
Right.
So when I'm hurting, because you know what? I get persecuted. I've been persecuted since I was a child. Because if I tell you my story of being light-skinned and I'm the only light-skinned child my mother had, man, people would say that's not his child. I was abandoned and I was abused. And listen, at the age of 5 years old, you all might not believe this, I used to talk to Jesus. I used to sing a song to Jesus, and I used to say, Jesus, fix it for Angie. Jesus, and I grew up just talking to God. And at the age of 9, when I asked God for something, he would do it because I formed a relationship, but I backslid. See, when you begin to listen to God, rely on Jesus for everything, to acknowledge him. See, we talk a lot of yin-yang, but God is first and foremost in our lives. We get up in church and test the lie. Because if he's first and foremost, we should acknowledge him even in the little thing. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
We need to acknowledge him, and the Lord said that he will direct our path. And sometimes when we are going through pain, and we're going through suffering, what we need to do is connect with Jesus, connect with the Holy Spirit, and allow the Holy Spirit to minister, to comfort, and to deal with us. He might say, baby, just a little while longer. Hallelujah.
Right, right, right. Yes,
baby,
yes,
hold on. It's all for a purpose. And and pain can be a gift. That means it can take us and excel us to new dominions and a level in the Lord if we permit the Holy Ghost to work with us. See, what happens is when we get in pain, lovey, what we do is work against God. We sometimes work against God because we are saying to God, let's tell it like it is. Let's tell it like it is. God, why would you allow this to happen to me? God, I've been a good servant to you. God, I paid my time. And we go down the list of what we do, and we give God a resume like God don't know us.
Right,
so what
right.
we do now is now we're not praying like we used to. Come on, I've been there, done that. We're not reading our word like we used to.
Mm-hmm.
We're not staying connected to the body like we used to. So we're going to church and we are backslidden because of pain. Why are you saying backslidden, Angela? I'm saying anytime that you step back from God, instead of processing and going forward to God, it's backsliding. You don't have to backslide and go in the world and drink and have a party, but you can be in the church and full of pain, and you're mad at God because you're going through. Now, allowing the enemy to deceive you that your pain is not purpose. But every child of God that experienced pain and go through, your divorce was for a purpose. Your child behavior was for a purpose. You losing your house was for a purpose. You losing your husband and your wife was for a purpose. Oh, you know you crazy woman talking like that, but I know what I'm saying. I can get up and shout and thank the Lord for me having that divorce, for leaving that man that I was with. Come on. When I was going through the process, my God, I thought I was going to die. But now I look at the whole situation, and I see what God was doing. I say, Lord, I thank you.
Yes.
When you're going through, you don't understand why. You might not got a clue of what's happening. But what you do know, and you should know, is that God loves you. And
yes.
He has a plan and a future for you.
Yes,
and the plan is not to hurt you. I'm going to say it. The plan is not to hurt you, even though you're in the midst of the pain, even though you're going through, so you want to lose your mind or you think you're going to lose your mind. I want you to know that you got strength within you.
Yes.
The Bible tells me that I have the greater one. See, the world might look like they're happy and they're going on, but I got the greater one inside of me.
Yes.
I just got to ignite him. I just got to depend on him. I just got to move forward in him. I just got to call on him. Instead of calling on my sister and my brother who don't give a hooligan what I'm going through sometimes. I'm not saying everybody's like that, but you can tell when a person don't want to be bothered with you. But Jesus is always willing to be bothered with you. The Holy Ghost is always willing to deal with you. God is always there. He'll never abandon you, even though you feel like you're being abandoned. The pain is so bad that you don't know where to turn. At night, I got to hold my pillow. I'm telling the truth. I got to hold my pillow and twist my pillow. Tears flowing out my eyes. Glory be to God. I wake up the next morning. I go to work, and people say, what happened to you? Bags underneath my eyes. Come on now. My eyes are bloodshot. But I knew that the pain that I went through then, was all for my good. Can I shout hallelujah?
Yes,
can I say
yes,
hallelujah?
Yes,
I'm glad that man left me. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I didn't understand then.
Amen.
But I understand now.
Yes.
When God allows something to happen or someone to leave you, I'm going to whisper this to you. He got greater and better.
Yes, he does.
God will not permit you to leave something or give up something or someone to leave you and leave you abandoned.
Right, right.
God wouldn't
right.
do it.
He wouldn't do it.
But at that time when you're going through, it feels like he has abandoned you. No, he didn't. It was all about purpose.
Right.
Your pain was a gift
yeah.
to get you to the next level.
Next level, that's right. Amen. God is
he's
such an awesome God. Amen. He's such an awesome God, how he keeps us in the midst of the storm. It doesn't matter what kind of storm we're going through. I mean, it can be a hurricane type thing, but God, he's so faithful. He's our daddy. He's
yes,
our
he
father.
Is.
He will not. It's like when we're looking at our children, you feel the love that we have for our children. I know the love I have for my children and my grandchildren. And I'm thinking, just think, God tops that. That's who tops that. His love tops that. You know, and so I know that, you know, it doesn't matter what we go through. It doesn't matter what we experience. There's a purpose in it. And those who are that everything that happens, there's a purpose to what we experience in life. And God wants us not to only just go through it. He wants us to learn something from it. That's what he wants us. He wants us to learn. He don't want it. He's not allowing us to go through stuff and to go through situations just for us to say we go through it. He wants us to learn as we have gone through it. And sometimes we go through those same old things over and over and over again. And God is like, listen, you missed it. You want to go through that again? And some of those are our choices because we choose
Amen.
Certain things. We choose to be in certain places. We choose to go do certain things. We choose to be in certain circles. When we need to be choosing God, we need to activate the Holy Spirit every day. We need to activate his presence every day so that he can show
yes.
us that regardless of what we go through, throughout the course of that day, there's a purpose why we were in the line and the lady that checked us out was looking so sad and downtrodden in her spirit. There's a purpose why God specifically placed us in that checkout line. There's a purpose why we went to that gas station and the lady was there stuck with no gas and we had a little change in our pocket and we had like $5 or something and God said, give it to her. Some of us will be like, well, Lord, I ain't got no more. And then we miss the blessing that God has around the corner for us. There's a purpose for
right.
everything. There's a purpose why something went down and God said, shut your mouth when we wanted to say something. There's a purpose for everything. And so we have to understand that it doesn't matter what we go through. And we do. We have pity parties. I personally am not a pity party type person. I can't do pity parties. I'd rather not do pity parties because God allows me to see the potential in others. And so even through my teachings, God allows me to say, hey, we got to get moving on this. We got to get past this. We got to do better. But he still allows me to do it in love because there's a purpose in you. There's somebody on the other side that wants to hear and wants to see how you got through that. That's your purpose. And we have to understand that our purpose. If we don't understand if we don't understand our walk with Christ, if we don't understand our relationship, the fact that we need to have a personal relationship with him, there's no way we can understand that there's a purpose. We'll have that mindset as though we're just going through. No, you're not just going through. You're going through for a reason. And once we understand that, it gives us more strength. The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. So my faith, when I see
Amen.
It, when I see Jesus, my faith tells me that I'm going to get through this. My faith
I'm
tells me that
healed.
I'm going to be healed. My faith tells me that am I not only going to get through this, I'm going to take a couple of hundred people along with me. We're going through, this thing
that.
Together, and we're going to walk
right.
in victory together. Carolyn not going by herself. Carolyn going to take a whole entourage with her so that that entourage can grow, and we become a more bigger body kingdom of God, and then that other entourage can grow. And before you know it, we have the masses of people preaching the word of God, preaching healing and not destruction, preaching love
Amen.
And not hate. Preaching patience and not impatience. And so when we begin to remember and think about that God allows us to go through things, that there's a purpose in our pain, we'll be more willing. Okay, God, I tell the enemy every day when I get up, okay, what you got? I'm ready. What you got? And then when he hit me with a few blows and God said, duck, I duck. When he said dodge, I dodge. When he said stand still, I stand still. Because when I stand still and the enemy throws that punch, he don't touch me. The Bible says in Psalms 91, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. See, I know who God is, and therefore through my pain, I came through my pain for that purpose, to teach somebody else that therefore they can stand in the place of God and go through whatever it is that they're going through, whatever storm they're going through, but there's a purpose, and they still can come out walking in victory. Mm-hmm.
Never say that. Love
yes,
you.
Lord.
Love it. You're so right. I just want to say this. Do you know that when we begin to know how deep God's love for us is, that he will never allow harm to come to us unless it's about purpose.
Yes.
If we recognize how wide his love is for us,
mm-hmm,
and recognize who we serve, truly serve,
yes,
and whose we are,
yes,
we will be better off when we're going through.
Yes,
see, I
yes.
don't think that we recognize the God we serve. We might lip service it. But when you begin to look at the scriptures and look at his resume, and you see that he says, for God so. See, it didn't say God loved the world. The Bible tells you that God so. When I want to, if you notice, when I love somebody, I don't know if you ever noticed, I put, I love you so much.
Yeah.
I love you so much because I want you to know that my love has emerged from the worldly sort of love. I love you, the agape love, and I want you to, I want to express my love to you. So God wants to express his love to us. He says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whomsoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And when Jesus came to this world, he didn't come just to save us, but he came that we may have life.
Yes, yes.
And have it more abundant. So even in our pain, it's working for the abundant life. Even the pain and the suffering that we are going through is all for the abundance of life. It's all about purpose. It's all about our destiny. It's all about the kingdom. It's all for the good. And when we have overcome, we need to embrace and love our brothers and sisters through their tests and their trials, and not look down on them, but pick them up.
Yeah.
And when they refuse to get up, pray them through. When to adhere to God, continue to love them anyhow.
Yes.
Because we understand pain. I understand pain tonight. I understand how you feel like you don't want to go on sometimes.
Yes.
I understand feeling abandoned and lonely. I understand. That's why when my sisters and brothers are blessed, those women and men, I'm going to say, that get their significant other, I rejoice with them. Because I know what pain is and waiting for a mate. So you should celebrate your sisters and brothers and their accomplishment. And not try to be jealous and hateful. But don't know the pain that they went through to get where they're at.
Yeah,
you want
to
be anointed by somebody and don't know the pain they suffered. You want what somebody had and you don't know the hell they went through.
They went through,
what we need to do is celebrate people.
Yes.
Rejoice with those who rejoice. And moan with those who moan. Meaning, I understand your pain. And I understand how it is to have plenty too. I'm with you, sis. I'm with you, bro. Because I understand. And before we move on, I just want to know if somebody else want to say something. My daughter would click on it. First, I want to. Is Minister Sophia want to say something? Click on Minister Sophie. Sis? 803. Hi. How are you? What's your name? And what would you like to say?
Hey, God bless you, sis. This is her husband, Minister Anderson.
Oh,
God bless
you. How you doing?
Hey, God bless. She's on the other line, but I just wanted to add my little 2 cents, if you don't mind.
Oh, please go ahead, bro.
Amen. God bless everybody. And just as you say, you know, the pain that we go through, even as men, you know, when men, we go through a lot of things. We shut down. And when we shut down, we don't want nobody else to come in. We don't want nobody to come in. We don't want anything to go out. But we as men, to the men that's on the line tonight, we as men, if we learn how to let our guards down and allow someone to come in and minister to that hurt, allow someone to come in and minister to that pain, then we don't have to stay in our cave long, you know, as long as we do, especially as men. I have to learn also myself that, you know, there are some people out there to help us to get to our next destination. There are some people out there to help us to move past our hurt, move past our pain, so we don't have to stay there, because where we're at in our pain, where we're at our hurt, is all part of the process to get us to where God intended for us to be. But we as men, if we stay in our rut, we stay in our depression, we stay in our pity party, that's where the enemy wants, especially men, to stay at. But when we learn how to move forward into the things of God, move forward where God called us to be, while we can be greater men, to where, while, you know, now the woman don't have to carry all the weight herself. She don't have to carry the load by herself. She got to worry about everything, because while we as men, we stay in our emotion, we stay in our feeling. One thing that I learned, one thing that I learned, I like what Jesus did with Peter when he told Peter, you was going to deny me three times. And when he denied him, Peter probably looked and felt some kind of way. God, I'm with you all the way. Sometimes that's what we do. We're with you, God. But the moment that thing happens, we fall into a depressed state. We fall into a, we take the back seat to a lot of things. But I like what it says over in the book of John, in our St. John around the last chapter. Jesus turned around and asked Peter, do you love me three times? So sometimes that love can cover a multitude of sin. That love can allow you to go from pain into a place of joy. That sometimes that love, because everything happened for a reason. Because what happened when Jesus told him that you was going to deny me three times, Jesus also came back and said, Peter, do you love me three times? And after that, even in the book of Acts, around the second chapter, after the day of Pentecost, the Bible declares that Peter got up and spoke, and the power of the Holy Ghost. So everything happened for a reason. Everything is going to lead up to something, but we got to realize that we are in the vein of God, and we're in the will of God, and we're in the power of God, and God is going to move us from the pain to the joy and to the things that God that has us forward in, have us in that land flowing with milk and honey. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Awesome.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen, bro. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, bro. You're a man of full of wisdom. Thank you so much. Sissy, you there?
I am here.
Minister Sophie, you there? We clicking on. We trying to get you, love. All right, is somebody else that want to say something? 706. Hi, how are you?
Okay, she gonna have to give me that.
Can you hear me now?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, this is Minister. Okay.
What happened?
I don't know. This is Minister Sophie. I've been in the host box for a minute.
And we're trying to click on you. We can't get you. How you
can
doing?
You hear me now?
I know you have something to say. I can hear you, babe. I can hear you.
Amen. Amen. I am excited and fired up over this topic and everything that is being spoken. Oh, my God. My spirit man is leaping and jumping back here in this room. My husband is in the front room. Amen. And I'm in the back room at my mother-in-law's house. Amen. But I just bless God for this topic. This topic is so awesome. It's so awesome. And, you know, there's a reason why the word of God says, take the word and bind it, tie it around your neck. Yeah. Amen. Because, you know, sometimes when we have a necklace on, it's got a charm on it. We'll pick it up and we'll play with it. And, you know, we'll take the charm and, you know, how you take to put the chain in your mouth and move the charm back and forth. And all. Every now and then we need to take that necklace of the word and pick it up and look at it. And when you look at it, you'll see that that necklace has 1 Peter 4:16 on it. Amen.
Amen.
And that necklace does say that if you suffer as a Christian, happy are you, blessed are you.
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah,
if you know that you bear the name of Christ, you know that you have the name of Christ and he lives on the inside of you, every time you go through something, you better know it's a blessing on the other side.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I know it's hard to see the blessing on the other side of my house being foreclosed. I know it's hard to see the blessing on the other side of my body being sick. It's hard to see the blessing on the other side of somebody betraying you. But the word of God does say, blessed are you when you suffer as a Christian. And even in Psalms 127:5, it says, blessed is the man that has many arrows.
Many arrows.
Amen. Many arrows, many trials and tribulations. So what it's saying is, the more you go through, the blessed you are. If you suffer as a Christian. Amen. And let me just piggyback on something my sissy was saying earlier. You know, there's a lot of people out here that, you know, it's like she said, there's nothing wrong with, you know, I got betrayed and it's okay. You know, we take it to the Lord. But when you harbor that stuff on the inside there's too many preachers and too many pastors that's out here leading and still bleeding. Amen.
Come on. Yeah.
But that thing is, oh, I love God's people. That's the first thing that holler. Oh, I love God's people. If you love God's people that much, love them enough to get delivered first. Love them enough to take that thing to the altar and let God do a work in you first. Because just like the anointing flows from Aaron down, how much more do you think the pain from a leader flows down to your congregation?
Right.
My Lord, and I'm going to tell you something. It's hard. It's something else. When you walk into a church, walking in the spirit of discernment, and you walk in and you see that congregation that's full of blood like Carrie was on the movie Carrie when they pulled that pig blood on her. You see that blood that has been spewed from that leader all over that congregation. That's a scary thing to see. But what we got to realize is if you got to get delivered first, because you'll preach from your pain, amen, you'll preach from your abuse, and next thing you know, your sermons will be abusive and you won't even know it.
Right, you won't even know it. Come on,
amen.
Man.
Amen.
That's right.
You won't
That's
even
true.
Know it. So, but, and what we got to realize is that the congregation is out there. If you got a congregation of people that was abused as a child, and you come with this, there's nothing wrong with being bold. But when you come with this abusive sermon, now you done took them all the way back to their childhood again.
Yeah.
Amen. So we got to allow God to not only heal us, but we got to allow God to make us whole. Because he didn't ask the man, do you want to be healed? He said, do you want to be made whole? Because when you get healed, your body is lined up with the word. But when you be made whole, your whole life is lined up with the word.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. So we have to allow the Lord to make us whole. Amen. Right. And let me just throw this one little thing in right quick. About 4 or 5 years ago, I was sitting at my computer, and I heard one word from the Spirit. And the word said bellhop. I had no clue what in the world that the Lord was talking to me about. So I started ministering. I mean, I started looking it up and studying about the bellhop and everything. But I told the Lord, now you got to break this thing down like a Lamborghini at a chop shop, because I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Amen. But the Lord started ministering to me. He said, you notice that a bellhop, first of all, the name derived from a man being summoned by the front desk.
Mm-hmm.
The front desk will summon the bellhop and send the bellhop to where it needs to be. And then the bellhop will come to your car, he'll open your door, let you out, take your luggage, and lead you up to the penthouse or whatever hotel room you're staying in. And I said, but Lord, what are you saying? And the Lord said, that's the same thing that your temptation and your suffering does. Your suffering is a bellhop to your blessings.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
My God. The suffering is a bellhop to your blessings. Your suffering will open your door. Your suffering will let you out the car. Your suffering will take your luggage. Your suffering will put you on the elevator and take you higher and open the door for you to walk into the glory of God.
Amen.
Amen. So what we got to know is there is purpose. There is greater after this. Amen. There is greater power. There is greater anointing after this.
Yes.
Amen. God bless you. And that's all I wanted to share. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen. I love this topic. Amen. I love you too, Sissy. I love you too, Minister Carolyn, and everyone on this line. God bless
you.
Amen.
Thank you. God bless you.
I gotta share that. I love you.
Amen. Go ahead. You know there's no patent on the word of God. We share it. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That was good. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sissy. Anybody else? That's it? All right. Praise the Lord. Lovely, you want to say anything? We're going to wrap this up. We thank God for my sissy and her husband, bro.
Man.
They always give us a punch to the show,
yeah.
And I love that.
Yeah.
I love you guys.
Yeah.
Amen. And you have anything else to say, Lovey? And anybody else All right. Well, you do your thing. I just remember that your pain purpose to something that you cannot even fathom or comprehend. As Sissy just said, there's greater after this.
Yes,
you cannot fathom things that God has in store for you. Do you know he has a resume of blessing those that go through? See, he blessed Joseph when he went through.
Yes,
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they got promoted. Daniel got promoted. If you notice that when you go through some issues and you go through for righteousness, like Sissy said, we can't get it twisted. We're going to tell it like it is. When you're going through for righteousness, there's promotion on the other end. Now, I'm not saying that you made a mistake and God is going to abandon you. He's going to heal your land first before he can move you on. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
So I believe that your trials, your pain, and your deepest hurt have a purpose beyond your comprehension. You can't even explain it. God is going to bless you at the other end. Keep on moving. Keep being encouraged. Know that you are loved because God so loved the world. He so loved you that he gave his only begotten son. Wherever you're at and how you may be feeling at this moment and what you're going through, because Christians go through, remember, you're not abandoned. You're not alone. You have a precious gift called the Holy Spirit. He's your comforter, your counsel, and the Spirit of truth, which will give you wisdom concerning your situation. God loves you. We love you. And we appreciate you supporting us. And we appreciate everyone on the line tonight and those who are going to go back and do archives.
Amen.
Love me. You take over now. And Pastor Keisha, thank you so much.
Thank you, Pastor Keisha. We love you so much. She's such an awesome woman of God. We just thank God for Pastor Keisha, who's so diligently, and she's such a sweet spirit, a mighty woman of God, so we thank God for her. I was just looking at the scripture before we leave out where it's in Proverbs 3 and 5, where it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. And then it goes down to verse 6, in all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. And so tonight, as we close out, we just want to thank God for everyone that was on the line. Be encouraged. No matter what you go through, regardless of what you face, just know that God said that he would never leave nor forsake you. So you are not an illegitimate child. You are not abandoned. You are adopted into the kingdom family. And in kingdom family, we believe on loving on the people of God, undergirding, helping them to get to the place of purpose, and regardless of what kind of pain you've dealt with, because we've been there too. So the things that we share with you on these radio, on the show, are not things that we're just coming up with on the top of our head. These are the things that the Holy Spirit downloads in us, because that's our purpose was to go through the pain so that we can be to this place, at this place that we're at now, which is to help others get past their purpose. Get past their pain. And walk into their purpose. Amen. So tonight, if there's anyone on that line who's not saved and or either just struggling and want to accept the Lord into their life and make him head of your life, you have to make him head of your life in order to see the big picture of it. Because there's a big picture when you begin to walk in the ways of God. You got to change some things, change some ways, but allow God to change some things in you, so that he can use you for his glory. And so we never want to close out the show without offering, open the doors of the church, as they would say, offering Christ, offering the opportunity to come into the family of Christ.
Or anybody that would need pray, that's really struggling and can't, that just need pray. If you just need pray, that's that also. Man.
Yes, you just
know?
Need prayer. Yes.
You can press
Amen.
One. Let's know. We all set?
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Father, we just thank you for the word, your word. Holy Spirit, we thank you for overshadowing the phone lines and the systems, God. Holy Spirit, we thank you for moving us out of the way and just letting yourself be known tonight. Holy Spirit, we thank you for being our counselor. We thank you for being our comforter. We thank you for being our paracletus. Oh, we just thank you, God, because you are such an awesome God. We thank you, Father God, that we believe by faith, Lord God, that tonight someone on the line was encouraged and they understand, Father God, that they're not just going through some things, that they're going through for a purpose and that there is purpose in them. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that hearts have been mended. Father God, we thank you that deliverance has taken place. We thank you, Father God, that the healing of the mind is being reconstructed, rejuvenated, restored in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for all the things that you have done tonight. We thank you for the participants, our brother and sister in Christ. We thank you, Father God. We just bless your name. We honor you and we glorify you, Father God. And in this last season and time of this earth that we're in, Father God, we just ask in the name of Jesus that you just continue to equip us and empower us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, so that as we walk the journey, Lord God, that we not be moved, Father God, about what's going on around us, Father God, but that we continue to walk in your ways, Father God, with a greater hunger and a greater thirst for the assignments that you have given us, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for those who are on the line, and I pray in the name of Jesus. If there's anything that they stand in need of, Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you let it be so. I thank you, Father God, that nothing is missing and nothing is broken in their lives and that all things are complete. I thank you, Father God, that you are Jehovah Shalom. You are their peace, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that those who are struggling, Father God, that you're going to lead them to people, Father God, who will love on them, who has a spirit of integrity, Father God, who will just nurture them, Father, in the name of Jesus, that will bring them to the place where they're supposed to be in you, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Father God. We thank you for our families, God. We thank you for our leaders, God. We lift them up to you right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for nations. We pray for countries. We pray for communities in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, that we come together on one accord with the spirit of unity in the name of Jesus. Father God, quicken our spirits, Lord God, that we begin to operate with the spirit of excellence in the things that you have called us to do in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood. There's power in the blood. We thank you for the blood, Lord God, the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We bless you. We honor you. We praise you for the spirit of praise and the spirit of worship that has been roaring up in our spirits, God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that we don't need, Father God, a company of people to praise and to worship you, Father God, that we can do that, Father God, every time you open up our mouths, because we are reminded, Father God, that if it had not been for you, Lord God, we would not be here. So, Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your word that quickens. We thank you for your word that corrects. We thank you for your word that heals and comforts us. We thank you for your word that delivers us, Lord God. Oh, Father, we bless you. We honor you, Lord God. We give you glory in all things, Father God. You are such a great God. You are such an awesome God. You are such a marvelous God. You are such a wonderful God. You are such a loving God. You are such a kind God. And we just thank you, Father God. We thank you for your grace, Lord God. We thank you for your mercy, Lord God. And we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you God, we give you glory in all things, God. We just bless your name, Father. We honor you, Father. We lift up Apostle Angela right now, God. We ask in the name of Jesus that you continue to cover her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And as she goes forth, Father God, to speak your word, to do those things that you have called her to do. Father, we pray that every need is met. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that she's covered. Father, dispatch your angels around her, Lord God. Everywhere her foot tread, it does belong to her. We counsel every assignment that has been targeted towards her. And in the name of Jesus, we rebuke the hand of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And we close the mouth of those who speak against her in the name of Jesus. Father God, we call forth blessings in her life in the name of Jesus. And those who are faithfully
connected to her in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Father God, that her body is healed and whole in the name of Jesus. We glorify you. We honor you. We bless your name in Jesus' name. Most holy, righteous mm-hmm. name. Amen, mm-hmm. amen, amen.
Amen, mm-hmm. amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you, lovely. Now it's time to go. I thank God for each and every person that was on tonight. God bless you. We'll see you on Saturdays. That's when we do it now at 8 o'clock. And hopefully God will be doing something different and new. Glory be to God. We thank you again. And remember that your pain is all about purpose. Love you so much. God bless you.
Bye-bye. Love you guys. Amen. Good night.
Good night.